the fall of 2013, they pulled one of the wheel gates out, which is one of the structures in front of a penstock in front of Glen Canyon Dam. They found about 40 or 50 adult mussels attached to that gate. In May of 2014, so basically 6 months later, when they pulled another one of the unit gates out just for normal maintenance, there were 400 to 500 adult mussels with uncountable pinhead-sized mussels. So they were the juveniles that had just that are just settling, that are just beginning to make that growth. So within 6 months, from one gate to another, it had increased tenfold on the numbers that they had, well, the numbers of the adults that they had found on that dam structure.
So they're starting to cover dam structures and other hard surfaces there and kind of coating them so much that they get harder to use, right? Is that a good way to put it?
Yes. The issues that they have is they plug drain holes, they carpet beaches, they carpet walls, they once they get started in their growth and reproduction. As an example, a female mussel under ideal conditions can produce up to about 1 million eggs a year. And of those, obviously, they're not all going to survive. The juvenile mussels, which are called veligers, are fairly fragile. So you figure 90% of those die. Out of one female, you still may have up to, say, 10,000 offspring that are, resettling and growing more. Whatever hard structure or substrate they find that they like, whether it be a boat hole, a lot of the boats that are in the water for an extended period of time are coming out with a layer or a lot, or if they're in there long enough, layer of shells, mussels, on the structure of the boat. And the same thing is happening to not only the face of the dam, if you will, but the internal workings, plumbing of the dam, of the facility.
And what makes these mussels so hard to get rid of?
With the what's called Bissell threads, which is the hair-like structures that they attach with, they've got a glue that would put Gorilla Glue out of business if they could figure out what that adhesive material was. And so they stick, and they stick tight. And even after the muscle's dead, that muscle will stay stuck where it is until it, dries and becomes old enough and those Bissell threads become brittle enough that they can, either get scraped off, fall off, or however the shell may detach. But it generally, you don't find them easily being pulled off once they have attached to a structure. Although the mussel does have that capability, it can detach itself and as being a mussel, it can kind of move, but it doesn't move very far.
Leave whenever it wants, technically.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
So Colorado is one of the few states that doesn't have these mussels introduced in the same way that it does in the rest of the country. What advice would you give to people who, say, manage waterways or even boaters here in Colorado to avoid having a similar issue happen here?
Well, the biggest thing is for boat operators and owners that they need to be aware of the waters that they are coming from, especially after they've been out in the season. Generally, boats in the western U.S., over winter, as they sit idle over the winter, freezing temperatures and time out of the water will kill any of the mussels that may be on the boat. But if they are going to waters that they're not sure of, they need to make sure that they clean the boat off, make sure there's no water in the bilge, or, you know, drop their engine to make sure there's no water being moved from one water body to another, so that if by chance there are some of the juvenile mussels that they are left where they, you know, where that water came from, rather than going to another water body and discharging water that might contain mussels from a contaminated water body. And for the managers, they need to make sure that boats coming in are dry. And during the summertime, there is a time period that's listed for boats to dry, so that would potentially desiccate or kill any mussels which are which may be in that boat.
Robert Radke is a quagga mussel and zebra mussel family coordinator for the Upper Colorado region of the Bureau of Reclamation. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.